I'm Ashley Negron with the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency's Office of Inspector General, speaking with Michael Wilson, a toxicologist in our Office of Program Evaluation. Today we will discuss a threat to public health, the release of asbestos into the environment during asbestos demolitions. According to the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, asbestos is a human carcinogen that can lead to serious diseases such as asbestosis and mesothelioma, as well as lung cancer. In 1973, the EPA issued the National Emission Standards for Asbestos Regulation to protect human health by reducing asbestos exposure during building demolitions and other activities. However, the regulation allows buildings that are structurally unsound and in imminent danger of collapse to be demolished without first removing regulated asbestos-containing materials. The demolition of these structurally unsound buildings can result in generations of highly contaminated asbestos runoff wastewater. How does this asbestos-related regulation relate to your evaluation objective?
Great question, Ashley. Between 2005 and 2011, the EPA conducted experiments on the Alternative Asbestos Control Method, also referred to as the AACM, which included the demolition procedures used in the imminent collapse provision and collect the data on the amount of asbestos released. Our objective was to evaluate data from these experiments to determine whether demolitions under the imminent collapse provision could violate the Comprehensive Environmental Response, Compensation, and Liability Act, which requires a person in charge of a facility to immediately notify the National Response Center of a release of a reportable quantity of a hazardous substance into the environment.
What were your team's findings?
The AACM experiments show that under the EPA's National Emission Standard for Asbestos, the demolition of buildings that are structurally unsound and in imminent danger of collapse and constructed with an asbestos-containing joint compound or transite, a line of asbestos cement products, can release significant amounts of asbestos into runoff wastewater.
What are the threats of significant amounts of asbestos released into runoff wastewater?
The untreated discharge of runoff wastewater can contaminate the soil at the site or the water into which it is discharged. The AACM experiments demonstrated that the amount of asbestos released into runoff wastewater can often exceed the legally reportable quantity for asbestos, which is 1 pound in a 24-hour period, meaning it is likely that these demolitions violate the Comprehensive Environmental Response, Compensation, and Liability Act if a reportable quantity is released into the environment and not properly reported. In short, imminent collapse demolitions may be releasing potentially harmful amounts of asbestos into the environment. Therefore, the EPA needs to assess the potential public health risk posed by the release of the asbestos-contaminated runoff wastewater from these demolitions.
What recommendations did the Office of Inspector General make to the EPA?
We recommended that the EPA's Assistant Administrator for Air and Radiation do 4 things. 1. Conduct an evaluation of the potential public health risk posed by the release of asbestos fibers through the untreated discharge of runoff wastewater during demolitions of structurally unsound buildings in imminent danger of collapse. 2. Issue a technical report that is available to the public and details the findings of the evaluation done in response to Recommendation 1. 3. Implement any actions needed as a result of our technical report in a timely manner and include regulatory reviews responding to our report's findings. And finally, 4. Consult and communicate with our EPA offices to share and discuss information about the outcomes of the evaluation, including process, enforcement, and/or regulatory changes.
Thank you so much, Michael, for sharing the results of this important evaluation of asbestos demolitions. For more information about this report and other EPA Office of Inspector General work, please visit our website at www.epa.gov/OIG and be sure to follow us on Twitter at EPA OIG.